Can you hear the music?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, fuck yeah, you can. This gets me right fucking amped to start a podcast. I had this made.
Did you?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm trying to get lyrics added to it.
By who?
Maybe the same guy who made it. I don't know. I don't know. Whoever wants to do it. All right. Welcome back to another episode of On the Throne with Dick. Is that a dog you got in your lap?
Yeah, I just got a new puppy.
What's his name? Her name?
His name is Wheeler.
Wheeler, man, I'm so easily distracted by this. This is awesome. Yeah. Shout out to Ascension Boychuk for that incredible intro, outro music. And, you know, find him everywhere on the socials. I don't even know if that's what the part I was at, but like, fuck it. We're having a good time already.
He won't come.
On this week's episode, you got another dog. Oh shit! What's this one saying?
Benny. He's a big wiener.
Benny.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. We're on another watch list. There you go. You know, we're on a PETA's watching now. You know, shit. I love that. And on this week's episode, you know, we have special guest Kate. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just laundry before this.
Laundry. That's beautiful. You know, fuck, I've got two kids and a wife, and then me, like, you know, I'm constantly like, you know, I'm doing my laundry a lot, but like when I'm home, I'm helping out around the house. So I'm like, you know, fully embraced in, you know, the shit that goes on. And me, I love doing laundry. I love it, but it's never ending. So let me back that up. I love putting it in the washer and in the dryer. I hate folding it. Yeah. So it never gets folded. It just lands in the well, it lands in a laundry basket, and then the laundry basket works its way from like outside the laundry room door, up the stairs, outside of whoever's room it's got to go to. And then I think from there it just kind of like, I need clothes, throw all the clothes everywhere, and then rinse, repeat, right? Because you never know what's clean and what's dirty after that, because they've all been thrown out of the laundry basket. And I come home and I'm like, well, if it's on the floor, it's got to be dirty, right? So
yeah, I'm pretty strict on that floor rule. So I have like a chair where the medium dirty clothes go.
Oh, I like that. I'm gonna start doing that. Mm-hmm. That's wild. You know, like fucking,
it happened like
the laundry thing.
Fast, man.
So fucking hotshot driver, eh?
Hotshot and pilot, yeah.
Hotshot and pilot. How long have you been doing that for?
I guess like coming on close to 5 years, I would say. I'm a journeyman Red Seal parts person by trade, and then got laid off at COVID and went to work for now ex-buddy. But I was like hooked. I'm like, I'm never going back to the same four walls, like stare at these same four walls all day. When I get to see the shit that I see now, it's just unreal. Like, I love my job.
Oh yeah, you get to see the countryside just driving around, right?
Nobody's bothering me.
You get to be by yourself, you get to listen to podcasts, and you get to listen to music, get to talk on the phone all day, buy Oilers tickets.
Yeah, no.
Shit. Yeah, no, like, that's funny, man. That's funny. Yeah, I like that about my job too.
It wasn't so funny. I was just like,
yeah. You deleted your social media accounts after that for a little bit, because I was like, right away, I was like, fuck, I gotta find this person.
Wanted to hide like some aspect of my life. People don't allow you really any privacy, but
yeah, hey, yeah, it's kind of nuts how that happens, right? Like, you put yourself out there a little bit into the world, right? And like, people will find whatever they want to find out about you. They will. Yeah. They will hunt it down if they have
even to. Even they'll find out stuff that's like not even true. And you're like, holy fuck, man, what'd I do next? Like, crazy.
Shit.
Yeah.
So fucking, how do you go from part, I guess you got it from a buddy, but like, you know, you're just like, one day you're just like, you know what? I'm tired of handing out like this 32 inch fucking wrench. Fuck it. Yeah. I'm going to go move like fucking buildings.
Well, I worked for Caltrax, so it was like all fracking coil stuff. And it was nice because it wasn't like a dealership. The customer wasn't always right. You could tell them to fuck off if you wanted to.
I love that.
Have to please them. But it's, I like way more what I do now. But I guess like you have a trade, you don't, it doesn't go away. You can't be like, yeah, you didn't do this, gone.
Yeah, 100%. Me, like, I run equipment. So in the summer, I work on a road crew. We travel everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been doing it for 10 years now. I started off in the patch. I work in the patch most of the year. But, you know, when it starts warming up, you know, to keep my eggs not all in one basket, or not to put all my eggs in one basket, you know, when shit slows down. And that's how it started in 2014 when shit slowed down. I needed a job. I got laid off. I'm like, fuck, I need a job. So I found this. And so I jumped into this. And, you know, I started off raking behind the equipment, just laboring. Right, for like fucking $20 an hour, right? And I was like, well, shit, you know, I liked the job, right? But then I went back to the patch in the winter, and it slowed down where I was again. And I was like, just in time for road crew. Well, I guess I'm coming back, right? And then it was like, well, fuck it. You know, every spring, I'm going to come back for the summer to the road crew, you know, why not? And then, you know, it was hard to find a job that was cool, allowing me to leave, you know, for just the summer. And then I got a job on a back truck, and, you know, they were like, hey, yeah, you go do you for the summer. You know, we got lots of guys here. You come back when you're ready. Boom. So in the winter, I work on a back truck. We chase rigs around, and we up in the Fox Creek area and whatnot. And so we just chase rigs and clean rig tanks and fucking pipeline stuff and whatnot. And they're like, hey, go away, have your summer, come back. And
that's nice.
Fucking, so it's been that way.
Road crew?
No, I'm away more on the road than I am in the winter when I'm in the patch. It's like 4 months, and you're just like gone all the time. And so it starts, you know, mid to late May. So my daughter's in school until the end of June. And then at the end of June, my daughter's off school. My family, they come out and they drive to me wherever I am. And they bring me food, and they come and hang out for a weekend or however long they want. And then they go home, and then I come home for a few days and rinse, repeat. Right. And it's pretty good. My wife, you know, so I get to keep my LOA and whatnot. My wife, she makes me food. She meal preps for me and stuff like that. And I start running out, brings me more. It's good. It works out real well. So, yeah.
I should get a wife.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. You know, like, fuck, you know, I don't know what I'd do without her. That's for damn sure.
It's actually like honestly crazy what the women do at home.
Oh, fuck yeah. And like, you know, right, you've been, you know, that supportive spouse, right? So yeah, it's fascinating, man. I say it all the time, the women of this industry are the backbone. So, you know, we are nothing without the support system, right? Yeah. The oil patch life is fucking wild, and you know, without that support system at home, you know, it doesn't work. So, yeah. So fucking what, how does, okay, fuck it. Let's just dive in. Okay. Cause like, fuck it. You know, I was going to like work my way up that way, but like
then
what was it? May?
No, it was,
were they in the playoffs yet? They were in the playoffs, right?
It was the Western Conference Finals game. The
Western Conference Finals game.
Like, I feel like my whole life's a blur now. I can't even remember if it was May or June. I'm sure it was the beginning of June, or was it May? It was May. I don't know.
Fuck, it was sometime in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Sometime in the fucking playoffs. The Oilers are in the playoffs, and Kate over here, you're just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to buy a ticket to tonight's game. Or how did that work?
No, I didn't buy a ticket. I had to unload in Edson at 3, and I couldn't load until 8 the following morning in Edmonton. And my boss bought me tickets. He's like, oh, you have to go, the atmosphere. And I'm like, no, like, what am I going to do? Just bring my dog? Like, I ended up bringing a friend. But yeah, no, I didn't even buy the tickets myself. And it was crazy. That's probably like the first game I went to in like 8 years too. So I just like never make time to do things, and then yeah, boom.
Like spur of the moment thing. Like, hey, you got to go to the game tonight.
No, he bought me the tickets like the night before because I knew that I had to unload or whatever, and yeah, I went and
still spur of the moment. Like that's still, yeah, like, you know, boom, I'm going to a game tonight, right, or tomorrow night, and fucking go to the game and like. Fucking, it's wild. Everything happens for a reason, eh? Like, everything. I'm a firm believer in, like, you know, like...
Sometimes the reason is you're a fucking piss tank, but... yeah, everything does happen for a reason, for sure, but sometimes the reason's just, yeah, a reason.
Yeah, fuck that. That's sick. And, like, were they good seats? I didn't even see where
you were. Oh, yeah, they were really good seats. And, like, everybody sitting around us was, like, amazing. Like, the people sitting next to us were actually, like, Vancouver fans, but their team was gone, so they flew down here because they love hockey. And then there was, like, a dad and an 18-year-old daughter behind us, like, just having the time of their life. Like, everybody was having a good time.
That's good. And then, like, fucking, you elevated that. You're just like, hey, we're all having a good time. It can be better, you know.
Barely remember even doing it. It was bad.
Yeah. Who took the video? Do you know who took the video?
No.
Man, shout out to that guy or girl.
Well, now, yeah, but like originally, I was like, maybe I have a hitman, like an IP address. Cause, yeah, it was a rough couple weeks, like after, and then I was just like, whatever. This is not going anywhere. Time to embrace it. Everybody that hates me already hates me, and if you hate me because of that, then so be it.
Fuck, man, there's people online doing way worse shit. Like, fuck, that's not even that bad. It's like
somebody told me the other day, they're like, if you're on the internet and like a public status and you don't get told to kill yourself once a week, you're doing it wrong. And I'm like,
100%. 100%. 100%. Like, look at. Right around that same time as you was the Hawk Tua girl, right? And you guys are just, like, both fucking, like, she's throwing first pitches at fucking baseball games. But, like, you know, like, I feel like if you were in the States, you know, shit would go, you know.
No, I'm not trying either. Like, everyone's like, oh, Hawk Tua's, like, blowing you out of the water. I'm like, well, she also quit her job and wants to do this.
Yeah.
This just happened to me. Like, I was never, like, a social media public appearance person prior to this, so it's been like a huge adjustment. Like, I used to be pretty good at texting people back, and now I'm sure you can confirm that I'm like, hey, text you back 20 fucking days later, I'm like, oh hey, dick.
Yeah, I have 51 there right now, and that's like, I just opened up a bunch today, right?
Oh, that I open like them and like ignore people. Yeah. So I know I'm ignoring them, like I can't even see the red thing. I'm like, yeah, I'll get to that later, and it's just like,
oh yeah,
hard.
Like, oh dude, it is. I turn up all the notifications for everything off. I can't keep them on.
Like I was like stalking the comments and stuff on my thing, and I was like, I can't read these anymore. Like it's bad. It's draining. Like there's good really for sure, but it's like you take the time out of your day to come write this nasty ass comment on my thing. Like there's this one like little troll girl. Her profile says she's from Fort Mac. And she, like, comments on all my shit. She's like, you're a disgusting slut whore, blah, blah, blah. I click on her thing, click on her link in her bio, go to her OnlyFans. She's got two black dudes banging her in the ass and, like, this dildo down her throat. I'm like, and I'm the whore? Like,
what? Are
you having tits, girl? Like,
so what that is right there, that's jealousy, right? Yeah, she's like, you got all the attention. You got all the attention and, like, you've gotten something out of it. Like, you're a... I don't know, like, is it a Playboy model or is it like a one and done thing? Like,
so they have like a platform. So you have like your own page. That's where the money comes from. People subscribe to your page. Like, it's like a Facebook page essentially, but through Playboy.
Hell yeah. No, good for you. Like, you know what? I've talked to a lot of, you know, OF people, like OnlyFans models on here now. I'm friends with one of them, Emma Stone, right? Like, she was on the podcast like a year and a half ago. She's a
chick that was dancing at UFA.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she's so
fucking that's cool. Her.
I like her. Yeah.
I love Emma, man. Emma's a oil field medic, right? And she started that because... Well, she talked about it on the podcast, so fuck it. She started that because her and her husband, they were splitting up or whatever, and, you know, they had to live together because life's too expensive. So she started that to get out so she can get her own place, right? Yeah. And fucking look at her now, right? Like, good for her. She's crushing. I think she lives in BC now. I haven't really talked to her much lately. But, like,
medicing, or is she just full-time?
I think she's still doing the medic thing. She jumps back and forth, you know? Like, but good for her, you know? Like, we talked about this, and you know, in the coming years, right, it's going to be normal. People aren't going to trash it as much being on OnlyFans, right? Because, like, you know, life is expensive. You need to make some money. And, like, this doesn't have to be trashy, right? It doesn't. It doesn't have to be trashy. No, and she said it herself.
Girls on OnlyFans that, like, charge you to, like, watch them cook macaroni. And people are, like, paying for it.
I'm going to play with my noodle for money, too, right? Like, yeah, like, you know, and she said consent is sexy, right? Like, I get to choose who I work with. I get to choose what I do on there. I don't have to do this and I don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. Consent is, it's all about consent, and consent is sexy. And I thought that was fucking so cool, you know, like, good for her. Like, it's not going to be so taboo in the future. It's going to be like, you know, it's already becoming kind of like finding your soulmate or your spouse on Tinder or Plenty of Fish. Remember back in the day how, like, weird that was? Oh, how'd you guys meet? Oh, we met on Plenty of Fish. Gross. And now it's like, that's the new norm, right? Like, how'd you guys meet? Oh, we went on a Tinder date, right? And it's fine, right? And what's the new thing? People are using TikTok as a dating app now, right? Like, how many people are meeting off TikTok and shit like that? And it's actually, like, you know, opening up new avenues for people. Like, hey, I'm not finding anyone at the local bar. I'm not finding anyone on my street. I'm not finding anyone at the mall. Fuck it. I'm going to go to TikTok, and maybe that's where Mr. Perfect is or Mrs. Perfect is, you know? Like, it's a wild ride, man. The internet's opened up so much shit.
The internet is wild.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you were. Yeah. I was going to ask you, too, like, you know, what's it like, you know, so for me, we're two different kind of, you know, creators. You're a content creator now. That's what you are, right? Yeah. We're two different kind of creators. Me, I started off and I don't know how to word this without sounding like a dick a little bit. I have to grind for it every day, right? Every day I got to grind for it. Mm-hmm. And, like, mine was a slow grow at first, you know, like, hey, I got to put content, be in your face every day, right? But you, like, and this isn't a bad thing, I'm just asking, right? Like, you, like, what's it like? You know, you just, even it happened by accident, but, like, you know, happy accident, shirt goes up, woo, right? And then fucking famous overnight. And, like, no matter what you do, what you touch, people are watching it and looking at it, right? So,
yeah.
You didn't have time. You didn't have time to, like,
prepare. I didn't, like, I didn't have time to.
Yeah.
Adjust to it. It was never what I wanted, and I tried to hide from it, and it's just like they wouldn't let it. And so many people were like, you can make so much money from this, and I'm like, I don't want to, like, I just want it to go away. And then I was like, it's not going anywhere. Like, it was a printed copy of the New York Times, like the printed copy. I'm like, how the fuck, man? Like,
yeah, no, it's fucking the internet. The internet's forever, right? Like, that's not going anywhere. Whether you wanted to hide from it or not, like, you couldn't. You're not going to be able to. It's there. It's out there, you know? And you either run from it or you embrace it, right? And, you know, a lot of people have their own opinions and are going to say whatever they want to say, but fucking why not embrace it, right? Like, life is hard. Life is expensive. If you can capitalize off this, if you can make money off of it, mm-hmm. then do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've definitely made, like, more money than I ever imagined was going to come from something like this. And, like, there's all those, like, fake articles on the internet. It's like, oh, she's returned to the oil patch because her account flopped and shit. And it's like, you don't have a fucking clue, man. Like, you can say whatever you want, but I went to work because I like my job. I would like to continue to do my job. I like the people I work with. I'm trying to be a little bit normal. Like, you don't know what's going on in my life. Nothing fucking flopped. Like, you're gonna flop.
So personal question, and, like, you don't have to answer, you tell me to get fucked. But, like, have you made it enough to retire?
Since game six.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. No, but how, okay, it would take you what? A couple of years to make that.
Well, yeah, and I'd be spending it as I was making it, paying rent and shit, right? Like, I went and started, like, a numbered company and shit because I'm gonna need something to, like, channel this money into so fucking Trudeau doesn't bend me over, like, which is gonna happen anyway, but...
Well, and then when Trudeau bends you over, you could also make money off of that. Put that best video seller. On the internet, you know? Best seller, you know? Like, fucking... Not your type or what?
No, man. What was the first clue? Living here? Yeah.
That's hilarious. Hat. I got so many stickers. I don't know if you've ever eaten at Leopold's Tavern in fucking Edmonton.
No.
Holy shit. I went there the other day and like I have my own sticker line and I had Just Inflation stickers of him in the turban. Yeah. And fucking I put that on the wall. I just planted it there, right? And like it's a very place where you could do that, but on the wall there was a lot of this is a safe space and like rainbow stickers and shit. And I'm like, Just Inflation, turban.
Yeah, love it. I'm here for it.
Support. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck, I love that. It's fucking oh my god, are you gonna buy it? What are you gonna do with all your newfound riches, right? Like, and obviously that number's only gonna continue to grow.
Yeah, it is gonna continue to grow. And I like honestly have not been putting the effort into it that they think that I should be putting into it. And like, yeah, I'm making a lot of money. Like the other day I was like, oh fuck, my stupid Playboy page only made like $50. And the one owner operator at work, he's like, shut the fuck up. Like
that
did nothing. He's like, you went to work today and made the money that you made at work and your tits made that fucking money on the internet. Like
yeah. It was after like, one day.
Yeah. So like my best day was like 20,000 and that's USD. But
good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the coolest thing you bought?
So I just bought a 1994 motorhome the other day because I've like always wanted to redo one and I'm like fuck it.
how much you pay for a 94 motorhome, right? Like
so the guy talked a little too much when I went to look at it and it was like pretty obvious that he like was gonna need the cash. He's moving to Vancouver Island from Grand Prairie. I'm like, there's no way you're gonna make it, but $6,800.
It's not bad at all.
Four or six brand new tires, a brand new 2000 watt generator, like solar power, everything. Like it's already pretty rigged up. The people who owned it drove it from Ontario to Alberta to live here. And then he bought it. And yeah, it's pretty sick. It doesn't have a name yet. So I should like name it soon.
You should name it. What are you gonna? Okay. I'm putting you on the spot. What are you naming this thing? If you have to name it right
now, I know. I can't.
Your head. There's a gun to your head. You got to name it something.
I was like, Moho? I was like, how?
Call it in a flash. Or in a flash. The flash.
The flash, yeah. Flash, just flash.
Just flash. Come on, that's sick, right? Like, just flash.
Yeah, like
or white lightning.
Call it for the
white
back lightning. Windows.
Is it white?
It's white-ish. It's off-white.
White lightning.
White lightning. I don't think white it's very lightning. Fast.
Not yet.
I drove it from, like, where I bought it to our yard and parked it there and then... Yeah, did nothing.
Did you get kicked out of that Oilers game?
No.
Fuck, they even let you stay to watch the rest of the game. What you need to do...
It was when they won the game, so it was over, but...
Oh, okay. So what you need to do is invest in some of that money.
What?
Is that? Oh, what was that?
Some of the money?
Reinvest in some of that money and buy season tickets and just, like, show up at every game and be like, fucking right, guess who's in the building, right? And, like...
Yeah.
Man, I bet you could bring in some attendance, you know, like bringing up that attendance, you know, McDavid and Draisaitl.
I would definitely get kicked out now if I was to flash again, I think. Like when I went to the next game, like game six before the whatever, I was like, am I even allowed here? Like, did anybody check? Nobody checked and nobody kicked me out.
Did you get recognized?
Yeah, there was definitely some recognition happening. And I was just like,
fuck yeah.
I was like stressed.
So idea for like, okay, this is the content creator in me coming out, right? Like for like a photo shoot for like Playboy, right? Like they want you to post some more photos.
Yeah. I need to be like posting some more like of my life and stuff. Like I'm not good at social media and like, yeah, I'll get drunk and post like 67 Snapchats in one night and then like fucking go ghost for a month. But I don't have Snapchat that like the public can view. That's just like the people who know how fucked I am get to enjoy that. And
yeah. So yeah,
like I'm more of like a public like appearance, I guess. Like,
yeah. Yeah. You know what? That day-to-day life shit, it sells. Huh? It sells, right? Like you gotta do that. My wife keeps telling me I gotta do more of that kind of content. And like, I blank. I don't know.
I forget. Yeah. Like if I don't have to do it for a reason, I'm like, oh, so check out this sick sunset or like this beautiful truck picture or like my dog fucking being cute. But I'm like, I have to post. I'm like, nobody tells me what to do. I'm not posting.
So what you need to do is you need to see if you can maybe offer like the Oilers sports group, whoever the fucking owns it, the Katz family. You need to like, hey, I need to pay out some money, right? Just a little bit, enough to make it worth it for them. And then you need to go do like a photo shoot at Center Ice with your Oilers jersey. You know that picture you have of you on the bed on your knees and like you're like,
yeah,
like you need to do that at Center Ice of the Oilers game, right? You need to, you know, maybe. You should. The answer is always no if you don't ask. Right? Like,
you miss 90% of the shots you don't take.
Wayne Gretzky. Yeah, exactly. Right. And I think you have like an incredible, you know, opportunity there. Right. Like you got to ask.
You
got to put the word out. Right. And I think it's, you know, don't show like full boob on the ice, but definitely like, you know, like, you know, lift it up and whatnot. Like, man, you would make. I bet you Playboy would love that.
Mucho bueno.
I think that would be like incredible, right? And there's so many more opportunities. Maybe you go to a fucking Grand Prairie Storm game next, right? Oh my God. Maybe not, but like, you know.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's great. No, that's a whirlwind of a ride, right? Like,
it's been absolutely insane. Like, this is never the way I saw my life going. I thought I was just gonna get up and work every day 18 hours a day and struggle my way through life and die someday soon. And
fuck, that could still happen.
Would, right? Like, I mean, fingers crossed. It's like peacefully in sleep.
So, like, do you have plans of moving out of GP? Like, you know, like move somewhere
warmer? No,
you know?
I don't think so. Like, I love Idaho. Have you ever been?
I've been to Idaho, yeah. I've been to Idaho
in a heartbeat, but, like, everything's here. My family's here. My friends are here. Like, I like GP. People shit on it, but anywhere is what you make of it. Like, I could go to fucking, like, the best place in the world. And I did. I went to fucking, like, L.A., to fucking Hollywood, and I was like, get me out of here. Like, just, like, I hated it. Like, hated it. And, like, some people,
that was recently?
Well, like right after I signed with Playboy, I went down there for, I want to say, whenever the fucking WestJet strike was. I got trapped there on the verge of a mental breakdown. I was like, I just want to go to Alberta. Like, please just let me out of Hollywood. And like, I don't know. They don't eat there.
I love GP. Yeah, I love GP. Like, I like going there, you know, and I like going to the places a lot. I love Fox Creek. I've worked in Fox Creek for 7 years. Fox Creek, man, a lot of people have a lot to say about Fox, but that is my second home. That's my home away from home, right?
Yeah.
And I love Fox. Once you get to know the town and the people that live there, man, it's like GP. You know, GP's fucking, I like staying at the Tropical, not the Tropical, the Paradise. The Paradise Inn is one of my favorite hotels, you know? And back in the day, I got my oil field start in GP, actually, fucking all those years ago, right? And stayed at the... stayed at the Igloo for a bit, stayed at the Motel 6.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I stayed at the Westport Inn or the West Key Inn there, the one that's that was attached to Showgirls at the time. Yeah, it was attached to Showgirls there. I stayed there. One of the only hotels I've ever been to that charge by the hour if you want.
Yeah.
And anything you want is out in the parking lot, like anything, right? Anything. Ask me how much things are in the parking lot there. I don't partake, but I've heard stories, right? So like
sure.
No, fuck no. I can't do any of that shit. No, thank you. I'm fucking scared of catching something. Plus, I've got a wife, you know, like I don't want to fucking, first and foremost, I have a wife. Secondly, I don't want to catch a disease that I can't take back. Right. So
for sure.
Yeah.
Probably could get that from the parking lot at the Igloo Inn. So,
LA, I got caught in LA traffic when I was there.
LA traffic, man, made me want to off myself, and I was not driving while I was there. Yeah. I don't passenger well on like a good day, like on a fucking gravel road in Alberta where there's nobody else around. But when we're like driving in LA and the Uber is just like on the brakes, on the gas, on the brakes, and I'm just like, I get real fucking car sick. Like, I want to say I was car sick for 5 days straight. Like,
shit. I'm from Toronto and I love that shit, right? I learned how to drive in that kind of traffic, and fucking I learned how to drive on the 401, right? Like, that's where my dad's like, I don't want to drive right now. I need to tell people get in. I'm like, shit, all right. Fucking, I hope we don't die, right? And then I went to LA. I went to LA. My wife and I, we went to TGI Fridays. And lady's like, oh, I stay in. And we're staying over. We're staying in San Diego, I think it was. She's like, San Diego. She's like, you better leave now before the traffic backs up. And I'm like, nah. That's on my bucket list. I want to get caught in LA traffic, right? It took me three and a half hours to get back.
Fuck, yeah. Man. I hated it. Like, hated it.
Loved it. Every minute of it. I was like, fuck yeah. And I'm in like a little, like, it was.
I thought I was going to die the first, like, I want to say 4 hours we were in LA. We were like doing a photo shoot in the street, and then there was like these two guys in a car, and people were doing the photo shoot with. She was like, oh, do you know the Oilers? Because he was like kind of like catcalling us, and he was like freaked out because he had no idea who the Oilers were, and he was gonna like smash the camera and shit. And we're like in a back alley in LA. I'm like, sick, man. Like, all this time I spent alone in the bush by myself, I could have been mauled by a fucking cougar or something. I'm gonna get killed in 4 hours in LA. Fucking dead.
I got robbed by a black Spider-Man in LA.
Did you?
On Hollywood Boulevard, yeah. Well, like, so he comes up. It was less of a robbing and more of like, he took my lunch money, right? Like, so I'm by the Dolby Theater, and he comes up. He's like, hey, man, I was wearing a Toronto Maple Leaf hat. Maybe even been wearing my jersey. And I'm like, he's like, hey, man, the Maple Leafs, eh? The Maple Leafs, yeah. My brother's from Toronto. Buy his CD. And I'm like, oh, shit. He's like, it's $10. And I'm like, I only got a 20. He's like, that's cool. I got one, too. He's like, $10 each. I'm like, okay. And I gave him 20. It didn't even work, right? I got.
It didn't work? Was it like a burnt CD or what? Or there was nothing?
Yeah, it was like a burnt CD with nothing on it, yeah.
Love it.
Oh yeah, it was great. Fucking, oh man, LA, what a spot. Like, just that whole area.
Like a whole pile of it. I was like photo shoots the whole time I was there, and I went to like the Playboy Mansion while I was there, and it was like actually under renovations while I was there, so I didn't get like the whole experience. I got to go back down now that everything's like complete, but they have like a bunch of stuff in there now because they're not in the mansion anymore. The mansion sold, like some family that lives in it now, or they're renovating it or whatever. They have some of the stuff from the mansion in there, and it's like on the top floor of a building, overlooks the graveyard on one side and ocean on one side.
Fucking Hugh dies and the whole thing goes to shit.
Yeah, like they sold the plane and everything. I think they're in works of like making it better again. I think it got bad when he was ill or on the way out, and now they have like a whole new team in there, and they're making it
badass
work again. Yeah, like everybody's got this bad rap on it, like they're, yeah, I don't know. I still haven't watched the movie that everyone's been telling me to watch, but
there's a movie?
There's like some bad movie about Playboy, but I haven't watched it because like I can't watch TV. That movie Strays. I've literally been watching that since January, and I think it's like an hour and 37 minutes long, and I still haven't fucking made it through it.
Oh shit. So sleeping. What is the craziest thing that's been offered to you, like in through this whole thing, you know? Because like I've had some crazy offers, but like I'm a dude, right? Like I know you hear a lot about like, you know, influencers, like female influencers getting offered these crazy deals to, like, you know, go to the Middle East.
I'll tell you this. Like, all right. So many fucking people send their dick to my Instagram, like it's gonna fucking
same.
This guy sends this the other day, and I'm like, I would never in a million fucking years. Wait, I don't know. Like, is that
what
not
the fuck is that? Is that like a fucking...
I open it, and I'm like mortified. I'm screenshotting it, sending it to everyone I know so they could also fucking be traumatized with me. Then he writes, you like baby? I'm like, no, man. Like, I fucking want to stab my eyes out right now. Like, if my dick looked like that, I would probably fucking kill myself. Like,
that thing looks like...
Like a fucking like... nightmare. Like, that's the thing under the bed that grabs your leg and kills you. Like... I was like, that thing no, looks I don't like, fucking like.
That I'm thing still looks like
eight times a day, and I've never replied to any of them. Like, hey, it looks like we're having the best day. Like,
it looks like a geriatric turkey. Like, it looks
he
like.
Sent another.
Like, yeah, thing again. Like, look at that thing again. It looks like a geriatric. Like,
that's not even the same dick or the same room, man.
Like, oh my god, what is that thing? What was that? That was like oddly shaped. Like, is that like a hexagon?
Three testicles. Like, see, there's like one, two, like, there's three of them.
Oh, fuck.
Like, do you have no idea how many people I sent that dick to? Because I was like, what is happening? Like, this has to be some sort of joke. Like,
I get lots of dick pics sent to me on Instagram and on Snapchat. But
do they ask me to rate them?
To rate them.
Like, everyone wants their dick rated. They like send it, like, oh, what is your rating on this? Like,
no, I've never been asked to rate another man's penis before, but I, you know, the gay dudes, they love the mustache for some reason, right? They love that shit. And I did get offered last winter, some gay guy on Instagram offered me $100 if I made him a video for his private collection, right? And he's like, I love blue collar, man. You know, I love it. And I'm like, okay. He's like, I like that stash. And for $100, he wanted me to moan his name. And he wanted me to fucking jerk off in a porta potty, which, hey, I've done that shit for free before. I'm playing with it already for free. I might as well make some money, right? But I said, maybe not $100. You throw another, you know, zero in there and I'm in, right? But he's like, that's kind of expensive, but all right. Fucking buddy sends me $1,000 with a $400 tip.
Porta potty?
With a $400 tip. Yeah. Yeah. Well, shit. I mean,
I had somebody ask a video of me putting out a cigarette wearing moccasins, and the video had to be from the knees down or they wouldn't pay for it. And I'm like, yeah, why the fuck wouldn't I do that? Like,
fucking.
Like, what are you getting from that, first of all? But like, I'm like, yeah. You probably just use it in like a movie or something. I'll be like, hey, those are my feet.
So get this, a year and a half ago, buddy lives out near GP, offered me $2,000 to shave my mustache. I'm like, yeah, right? So I shaved my stash off. I felt naked without it. People didn't recognize me. I was like, oh my god, what the fuck, right?
Yeah.
And then, but $2,000 is $2,000. That mustache will be back in a week. What the fuck do I care? And right now my beard is small because buddy paid me $500 to shave my beard off live on TikTok. So I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I'll take a car payment to fucking shave my mustache, my beard. Look at it. It's been like 4 days. It's fucking, you know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Yeah, but
okay.
From that, I don't understand. Like, how do you have that much money to burn that you like want this guy to shave his mustache so bad? Like, that's what I don't understand about the money I get for things either. And I'm like, it's really strange, but like, I guess I've never had fucking $2,000 to ask someone to shave their mustache before. I guess,
well, now you do. No, hey, I'll shave my mustache
once a week. I'll ask you to shave your mustache for me.
Fuck yeah, I'll do it. You pay the money, I'm in. Like, yeah, hey,
every
hey, say less.
I pay Dick $2,000 to shave his mustache. That's what I'm saying. People owe money on fucking nothing. And it's like,
I've shaved it off for charity once. 2 years ago on TikTok, there was this little boy named Zach, and he was three and he had cancer. We all hoped it would get better, but you know, there was a group of people who would get together and they would hold like charities for him and his family and whatnot. And I was part of it. I was proud to be part of it. I said, if we raised $1,500 on my end, I'd shave the stash. Mm-hmm. And so we raised $1,500 and $1,500 went to them and the stash came off. A lot of the women were taking their hair off, like long, beautiful hair, right? Just shaving it for money for this kid.
Yeah.
Zach died, I think it was September, end of October, end of August, beginning of September. He passed away at 3 years old. And, you know, this was two years ago, just about now. And, you know, it was heartbreaking, you know, and I had shirts that, you know, I have my logo, Big Dick Energy. And we were making them, it had his face on it, Big Zach Energy, and we were raising money with the shirt
too. I don't remember that.
Yeah, man, it was a wild time, you know, it was a good time. We had a lot of fun doing it, you know, but you know, I shaved it for a good cause and I felt good about it. And then, you know, people were like, well, how about this much? Just for you. How about this much just for you? And I'm like, hey, you want to pay me $2,000 to shave my mustache? Let's go, right? Like, that's what I'm saying. You want to pay $2,000 for booby pics you could see on the internet for free? Fuck.
I'm snappy chatting you.
Oh, do you have me on Snapchat?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm on Snap.
I'll add you, and then I'll Snapchat.
I think it's
you.
Like FrostyD 2089 or something like that.
FrostyD.
Yeah, hold on. Let me look at this. Let's see what this is here. It is FrostyD 2089.
Frosty.
What's your Snap score?
What was it? FrostyD
2089.
Were you born in 89?
Yeah. I was born in 89, but I didn't make that up. So,
What is my Snap score?
Yeah.
Like low for having Snapchat for as many years, 127,000.
127,000. Okay. So yeah. I joined Snapchat probably like, I don't know, 12 years ago ish. I don't know. Does it tell you on there when you joined?
I don't know.
So I joined whenever fucking back in the day, but it was under my real name and I changed it. I changed it last year. Whatever. My Snap score was like 1200. Right. And until recently, I was like very, very low. And I was like, fuck it. You know, in the last like 6 months, I've fucking my Snap score is almost 61,000 now. And most of that, I'm going to say 40,000 of that came in the last probably 2 months.
Oh, really?
I'm going ham on it.
You have like one of those Snapchats where like people can follow you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. How do you do that?
I don't know. You got to add to a public profile or some shit like that. Yeah. It's a public profile now and people can follow, and I have the Snap Map on, but when I'm at home, I turn it off because that's gotten kind of creepy in the past. So like, you know, it's fucking
exactly. Like, that's what I'm like most afraid of. Cause that's what I would like always post when I was like not being watched by everybody. Like, oh, fucking driving to Fox Creek, the Fox Creek sign and shit. And I'm like, I don't know what I can like post now because I feel like I was like illegal before ish. Like, this is me with a seatbelt on.
How old are you?
35.
Oh shit, we're the same age. When's your birthday?
August 7th.
Oh, you just turned 35.
Well, I just turned 35, yeah.
Well, happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you.
Mine's in February, so like in
I, like,
6 months here.
My birthday from social media, so no one could be like, "Happy birthday."
Yeah, I'll delete that out.
Oh no, it's fine. You can put it in there. Just like that day, I was like, "I'm a fucking birthday hater." I'm not a birthday hater. I'm just not like one of those girls who's like birthday month and like ties flamingo fucking balloons to their titty for a whole month and fucking like cries when people don't celebrate them. And I'm just like, it's just another day, really. Like, I feel like the last birthday I remember, like, really enjoying, I want to say I was like 9 and I really wanted this like laptop bag and I didn't even have a fucking laptop, and like that's the last birthday I remember. like I remember them obviously, but that's the last one I remember like mattering, and I wanted this fucking laptop bag so bad for the laptop I didn't have. Like, I remember I got it, but and I put no laptop in it.
So speaking of laptops, okay, do you know what viscosity is?
Like molasses, like how fast the molasses runs down the hill.
Sure. Like, you know, the thickness of the drilling fluid on a rig, right? Like, you know, you gotta add more, you know, viscosity or take away some viscosity, you know, to here for the mud. Right. Where I'm going with it is the podcast is sponsored by the Mudman, and the Mudman, you know, he has, you know, made, better equipment to take away all the guesswork in when you're measuring the thickness of the fluid, right? And awesome. And the guy's incredible. The guy's incredible. And you know, without the guy, you know, without the mud man, I have a mic and headset, and it's over there. I just don't know where the cord is to plug into my laptop right now. But I have a mic and headset, and that was step one of making the podcast better from where it came from way back, you know, fucking like 70 episodes ago. And you know, so he did that, and then recently we got to talking and we're like, hey man, how can we make this show better? How can we help you get better? And I'm like, man, editing, you know, like I can't do it on my current laptop. It's a piece of shit, takes a long time to load up and do everything, and I can't record on it, whatnot. So I've been using my phone. Well, lo and behold, buddy purchases a brand new MacBook Pro, and he's like, here, hope this works out. And now I don't record on my phone. I'm here on the laptop, and the Mudman's the thing that thank for that, you know. And it's been incredible. It's been an incredible journey with this guy, and you know, it's only getting better. So.
Mm-hmm.
Are we drinking a Truly? Is that what that is?
It's a neutral.
Neutral. Is that an energy drink or is that alcohol? I don't drink that shit.
I was trying to show you the beautiful sunset is what was happening.
Okay, let's see the beautiful sunset.
Is Fox Creek sunsetting yet?
Oh, I'm in Drayton Valley right now.
Oh.
Yeah, look at that. That is beautiful. Good old GP.
Right?
So I recently, this summer, got hooked on Twisted Teas.
Oh man, I had a Twisted Tea phase, but like the hangover that comes with those things.
I'm in my Twisted Tea phase right now, and yeah. It's only been 2 months. Damn. So like, I don't really drink, right? I get fucked up off half of a Twisted Tea, maybe into one, depending on the mood, right? And so I went from Twisted Teas, I evolved to Mike's Hard Lemonade. And right now I'm drinking Mike's Hard Blue Freezies and White Freezies. Holy shit. Oh man,
those like Rocket Pop ones.
Oh, but they're in a can. Yeah, they're like over there somewhere. And I am usually just like a Crown Royal guy. And once in a while I'll drink a Crown Peach or whatever, but like once in a blue moon. Before that, I was a liqueur guy. I was an amaretto and coke kind of guy. And, you know, it was like once or twice a year and we're done, right? I've had like a Mike's fucking hard lemonade or a Twisted Tea every day for like the last 2 weeks.
Really?
Oh, even if it's just one or two.
It's because it's been hot out. It's like so nice to drink a cold drink when it's like,
Valley. Have you stayed in Drayton Valley?
I don't really ever stay anywhere. I find it like so annoying. Like, yeah, I do stay places, but the fucking.
So I'm staying at the West Winds right now in Drayton Valley. And Drayton Valley, this hotel, it looks run down from the outside. And on the inside, it's not too bad. You know, like outside that door right there is the pool, which has been closed for what looks like maybe 100,000 years. And that's okay. Right, like it's all right. It's a nice hotel. It's like $80 a night or some shit. But what you get with that, the hotel bar and restaurant, anything on the menu is free for dinner every night when you have a room, right?
What?
Yeah. Like tonight I had baked spaghetti. The other night I had an 8 ounce steak. I had It's included in the $80 a night. It's the West Winds Motor Inn or Motel.
Like, was it hard to get in there?
No. Like, all the riggers in town stay here because they know the West Winds Motor Inn or hotel, whatever it is the fucking place to be, right? Yeah. Anything on the menu. I had an 8 ounce steak the other night. I had AAA top sirloin the other night. I had spaghetti, the ginger beef. Oh, my fuck. All the food here is good, and it's big, right? Like, I'll show you, I had the spaghetti tonight. I ate half of it, and the rest is for lunch tomorrow.
I love that.
Right? Yeah. Oh fuck, man! My boss, when I heard we were coming out this way, I'm like, man, we got to go back to the hotel we were at last year. Yeah. And he calls me up, and he's like, man, what hotel was that? And I told him, and I had this big smile on my face, and he's like, man, I'm gonna try to get us in there. I'm like, yeah, you are. The whole crew loves that place. place.
Like at the VIP club in Vegas, you have to try and get us in, see if us can get us on the guest list. Like,
oh yeah, man, yeah. And then because I make silly videos on the internet, fucking last year, a guy that works for the county here, he brought me and the crew pizza. From a pizza place in town, Goldie's Pizza. He brought us pizza, and I made a video and I shouted them out. And he said, "Hey, next time you're here in town, let me know. Dinner's on me." So of course I'm fucking free pizza. I'm coming for that.
Oh yeah, right?
I'm coming for it. So I messaged him the other day. Hey, I'm in Drayton, man. He's like, "Oh cool, come and get your meal." So I got there. We chatted. He fucking has owned the place for 40 years or whatever it is, and fucking great dude, you know, and we chatted up and I told him I'd give him a shout out on the podcast next time I recorded one, and I have enough pizza left over for lunch for a couple of days, right? I'm probably not gonna eat it all. It's fucking massive.
What's it called?
Goldie's Pizza.
Goldie's. I like love finding out about places like that and little like towns that people are like, "Oh, why the fuck are you going there?" And I'm like, "I'm going for work, but now I'm going for Goldie's Pizza, motherfucker."
Like, fuck yeah. Like when I go to GP, I go to GP for work. I go to GP for work. I stop at Tractor Jack's.
So good.
Yeah. Fucking so good. Right. And fucking what else is there to eat, man? I eat a lot of places. Whenever I go to a small town, like you just said, whenever I go to a small town, right? Like I'm there. I check out the pizza joints, right? I'm all about the pizza. I'm a Ninja Turtle in my past life. Right. So
come here, Wheeler. Come here. Need to go to the bathroom? I just gave him like worm medicine and it's like fucking, it's bad.
Yeah. Has he got worms?
He had worms. So he came from like a shady situation. And yeah, he had like worms in him that would fucking ruin your life, man. Like the one was an inch thick and like 8 inches long and he threw it up and he's three and a half pounds. So.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fucking cried. It was
makes
like
that. Makes you wonder.
Instagram.
Oh, makes you wonder what kind of worms you might possibly have in you.
Right? So after he had those worms, I like freaked out and drove to Shoppers Drug Mart, like the one that's open till midnight, and fucking got all the worm medicine they had and took two doses for a 200-pound person, and I'm like 125 pounds. Then went to the fucking farm and got ivermectin and fucking drank that too because I was so convinced I had worms, even though like only the dog had worms.
There was no at least you don't have COVID.
No, and I honestly, like, maybe I did have worms, because after I took that worm medicine, I felt so good and, like, healthy, and I'm like, maybe I did have a demon. Like, I don't know.
Exercise that shit.
That's yeah. Funny. Like, sage it, I don't fucking know. I'm, like, not, like, spiritual at all, and I just moved into a new place, and I saged it when I moved in. I don't know, it seems like it worked. There's no, like... fucking losers in here, at least. I don't know.
So I saw you went boating yesterday.
I did, yeah.
You said you were going boat, and then I saw pictures of the boat, right? Like,
yeah.
Fuck, do you go fishing off that boat? Or are you being like,
oh, we didn't like, yesterday. We just went up the river and did a little drive by.
Nice. Nothing that's pretty cool. Crazy. That's still better than what I did.
And like, honestly, it's going to be fucking 40 below before we know it. So.
It's going to be, have you noticed the color? Have you noticed the colors on the trees? Or
yes. Something? Oh, I noticed that yesterday. Like in GP, the leaves are not changing yet, but I went boating up by like Bonanza, like by Bay Tree. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, all the leaves are changing already.
Yep. The leaves are changing. I can see my fucking breath in the morning now.
In the morning.
Oh, yeah. And I'm wearing a sweater again. And the farmers are getting ready for harvest.
Yeah, you know, there's like this harvesting up here.
This has got to be one of the fastest summers I've ever had. I feel that too.
And it's like, because it's been a fucking whirlwind. And I feel like I haven't had two moments to myself between like working full time in the oil field. And now if I can try to maintain this, I'm just like, I don't know.
You can maintain this. You got this, right? Because I work over 100 hours a week.
It's getting better. I'm getting the handle on it. It's brand new. Like, it's
yeah, 100%. So I work 100 hours a week or more. I got the podcast. I create content, and I'm a father and a husband, right? So like, you know, it's hard. It's a juggling act sometimes, right? Like sometimes, you know, but the podcast will conflict with, you know, whatever my wife wants to do or my kids are doing. Sometimes the content will conflict with work, and sometimes the and more often than not, the podcast conflicts with content, right? But at the same time, podcast and content, one and the same, right? So like I get content out of it, right? And so like it has been like, I know where you are, except for not really, like, you know, how many followers do you have across the internet now?
I think like 74,000 on Instagram, and I had 500. Yeah, it was a lot.
Good for you. That's not too bad. No, yeah. Hey, you know, it's gonna come. You know, it'll remember though. Not everyone who follows you is your friend or likes you. A lot of people.
No, they're not. No. Right? And like, there's so many people that go out of their way to say horrible things, and it's like, do you not realize that by doing that, you're just boosting me?
Oh yeah.
Like,
are you on Facebook?
This is like Lady Sovereign. Do you remember that song? Love me or hate me.
Love me or hate me. It's still an obsession. Love me or hate me. Yeah. That is the question. If you hate me, then fuck that now tonight. Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, well, it's the truth though. Love me or hate me, it's still a fucking obsession, and you're still boosting me up there. Like, go ahead, write that I have cracked teeth. I don't. Go ahead.
I see those pearly whites. You got cracked teeth?
No. Like, literally, the only thing I've never been self-conscious about my whole life has been my teeth, and that's what the internet attacked. Like, at first, like,
it'd be funny if you said your boobs. It'd be funny if you said the only thing I've been self-conscious about is my boobs.
I'm gonna go grab these dogs. 1 second.
Okay. That's incredible. No, man. Like, the internet's a wild fucking spot. You know.
Jeez. Good boy, Benny.
Yeah, I'm back. They're fighting the neighbor dog through the fence.
So, like, have you had anything else other than, you know, like Playboy? Like, that's cool. Like, you hung out with what, Spit and Chicklets too, right? You hung out with
Rear Admiral. I still talk to them quite frequently. Like, they're super nice guys, and
I love that.
Them bringing there definitely like helped my whatever.
Yeah. So you got Rear Admiral. Did you talk to Paul?
Oh, yeah. No, I went to the hockey game with them.
Yeah, I saw that. You sat down at the table with them.
Ari just texted me this morning, actually. I was just talking to him.
Fucking put a word in for me. Tell Ra and Paul I want them on my podcast.
Okay, I'll tell them.
Fuck yeah. Like, it probably ain't going to do shit, but I mean, like, it'd be still cool. You never know. Stone Cold Steve Austin liked one of my videos on Instagram recently. And really? He wasn't even on my radar to come on the podcast, but now I'm going heavy, right? It's like, let's go.
Did you ever get fucking Mike?
No, I haven't got Mike Rowe yet. No, that's, you know, we're he's like 13, 14. Oh, he's playing so hard to get.
Does he even answer you?
He doesn't answer me, you know, but one day I will keep at him. One day he'll know that dick exists.
Right? One day,
you know, we'll get Mike one day. I have faith in it. Even if I want him on for episode 100, if that doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Right. I just continue on, but like one day I'll get him. Oh shit. This might be like 87, 88.
Oh yeah. Fuck, you're good.
I think I did the math yesterday. I looked ahead, and it's, I think, November 20th, episode 100 will drop.
Holy fuck. Do you do one every week?
Every Tuesday, one drops, yeah. So we're...
Do you have to edit this tonight? Or you have one?
No, I've got two in the bank.
Oh, okay.
So this will be in, like, 3 weeks from now, right? Or... It's my pocket. I'll put it up whenever I could put it up this Tuesday. I don't give a shit. You know, like, no, I got one going up this Tuesday, but this will come up in one of the next couple Tuesdays anyway. It'll come out. I'm excited for, you know, I get excited to record, and I get all pumped. Every time I record, it's nerves. I'm nervous, right? I don't go in with a plan. I don't have any idea what we're talking about. I know roughly idea. Like,
I don't know. When I was
it's better.
What you're gonna ask me, I was like, you know, like, plan it out, and I'm like,
nah, fuck that.
My life. We're in the oil field. You cannot plan something.
No, you know, work has taught me don't make plans because it will get fucked up. Right?
You will be disappointed.
You will be disappointed. Hey, you want to go home today? No, you're in for another week.
There's nothing for sure in life except for if you crack a drink, your phone's gonna ring and it's gonna say dispatch.
fucking dispatch, man.
Like they have a little radar.
Yeah.
I heard fucking that. Dispatch.
Yeah. They have got to have the worst job, though, right? In the world.
Like the worst job in the world. Everybody the shits worst. On them. Like they couldn't do a fucking thing right or make anybody happy. And it's like,
no, we need them. You know, I'm a yes man. So when dispatch calls me, I don't give them.
I am a yes
hey,
man.
Can you go? Yeah. You know what? I'm in. Hey, you know what? Don't fucking ruin your day for me. You know, I'm in. If I have plans to do something, forget those plans. You know, like. I'm not fucking your day.
Oh, I'm the exact same way. I could be at the fucking hospital getting my leg amputated and they call and I'd be like, shut this off, doc. We're dragging this.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Work. Like, and it's like, why? Yeah. But I don't know. It's just how it is, I guess.
All the oil field towns you've been to, every place you've been to, what's your favorite? Like, what, where do you, when the dispatch pops up and you see you're going there, you're like fucking serotonin level just sky high.
Oh, that's hard. Bay Tree. Like, have you ever ate the food from the Bay Tree store?
I've the never dill eaten
pickle pasta salad.
Never.
Chef's kiss. It's like a bunch of, I don't know, like stay-at-home moms or like, well, I guess they don't stay at home because they're at the store, but like ladies who can fucking cook, man. Let me tell you, that Bay Tree store, I do not pass by. And if there's like an opportunity to go to like Dawson, I'm like, I'm going that long way, that extra 20 minutes, and I'm eating that pasta salad. Like, you better fucking believe it.
I gotta go there now. That's on my bucket list. I gotta go to Bay Tree.
They have these things called cheeseburger bombs, and it's like fresh bread, like rolls stuffed with what the stuff would be in a cheeseburger, and then like baked into a bun.
Oh, that's
unreal. Yeah. Unreal.
You tell me. But, you tell me. I'm going.
We just went to Alaska.
Shit.
Yeah. That was
cool. I want to go to Alaska.
Tuck 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 twice this winter.
Tuck 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 has the all weather road now, right? You can go up there all year.
Yeah, it's like brand new. Yeah, the Dempster Highway.
Yeah, it's like a couple years now, but yeah, it's still fairly new. Yeah. Me, when the dispatch pops up and it's like Fort Mac just sends me into like a whole other, like, right? Like, send me to Fort Mac. I love Fort Mac. Fort Mac.
Well, last time I went to Fort Mac was the day after my tits went viral, and I pull in the parking lot and there are one other pilot trucks there and it has no windows in it. And I'm like, what? And I like crawled dispatch. I'm like, hey man, I'm like, unit 4 has no windows in it. He's like, yeah, did you look at the other trucks in the parking lot? I'm like, no, I look. Not a truck in the parking lot has a window in it. This guy climbed in a Hohan's truck and took his track shovel and smashed the window out of every truck in the parking lot. Just like went on a fucking rampage and then just took off. I'm like, okay. Like, he never stole anybody's iPads, nothing. I'm like,
that guy was owed some money. That guy was owed some money.
Got him down the street. He was just like tweaking, but yeah, I don't love Fort McMurray, but Fort McMurray, there is a hotel downtown. I'm trying to think what the fuck one it is.
Clearwater.
It'll come to me. No, it's by Boston Pizza. Oh, what is it? Literally the best bed I have ever slept in my life. I considered calling them when I left and like asking them where they got the mattress.
My favorite hotel in Fort Max, the Clearwater. It's got a spa in there and it's like every room's like a condo. I think it used to be a condo. In suite washer, dryer, fucking.
Why do you like Fort Max? I've never heard anybody like do this like it because no one else does.
Maybe a part of that, but you know, when I think of Fort Mac, right, I love oil and gas, you know, I love it.
Yeah.
When I think of Fort Mac, a third of Canada's oil and gas comes out of Syncrude every day, right? A third. And like Fort Mac symbolizes, you know, oil and gas, right? Like, yeah, baby, let's get that shit. And coming from Ontario, you know, like,
from outside of Alberta, they're like, oh, you work in Fort Mac? I'm like, oh man, the oil patches everywhere.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. When people think oil field, they think Fort Mac.
Yeah. And for me, when I first started in the oil patch, I started in GP and I worked around and then I ended up in Fort Mac. And for me, it's kind of like, you know, let's take it back to hockey. You know, you're starting off in the AHL, you start off in the WHL, you know, in juniors. Grand Prairie and Fox Creek were the junior leagues. And then when I got the call to go to Fort Mac, I made it to the big club, right? I'm like, oh fuck yeah. right? And I don't feel that way anymore. But like, I still love Fort Mac, right? You know, Fort Mac is, you know, very rules driven and by the book, and I like to cowboy it up, right? So like Fox Creek, GOP.
There's definitely some rules in Fort Mac.
There are definitely some rules in Fort Mac. And like, yeah, I like to cowboy it up. So GP and Fox Creek and fucking everywhere outside of Fort Mac is where I'd rather be now for work. But like, you know, I still like getting that call. And then, you know, anywhere in Saskatchewan. You tell me to cross that Alberta line and go to Saskatchewan, I'm fucking there. I love Saskatchewan.
Love watching my dog run away.
Yeah, something like that.
I've never been.
I lived in Saskatoon for a couple of years before I moved to Alberta.
Lloyd Minster and like walked over the fucking thing, and that's the closest.
Fuck yeah, I love that. Fuck yeah. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. What's that?
Oh, I said we go into BC a lot from up here, but
I love Dawson. You send me to Dawson, send me to Dawson. Yeah, I fucking love Dawson.
Like, looked at Dawson lately?
Oh yeah, last winter I was in Dawson for.
Dawson's fucking rough.
People are going missing in Dawson.
Yeah, yeah, it's been bad up there, but like I don't know, it's probably everywhere. It's just being seen there. Like I think the world was always the way it was. It's just. More people are advertising how the world is now.
Oh yeah, definitely. I don't want to keep you too much longer. You know, you got to work tomorrow. I got to work tomorrow and whatnot. But so I like to wrap the podcast up with one last question, and it's like, so Mount Rushmore has four of the most influential people up on the rock, right? And if you could have your own Mount Rushmore, four people you look up to, inspire to be here, that inspire you, who would they be and why?
Oh my God. Just like,
please say the person that took your picture. Say the person that took the video.
Fuck, like my biggest heroes?
Yeah, they could be dead, alive, real, not real. People,
my parents, for sure. Like both of them, mom and dad, like the fucking bullshit I put them through. It's like,
are they still alive?
Oh, yeah.
How do they feel about all this?
Mom was fine off the hop. She's like, they're just tits, Kate. Like, we'll deal with it. They'll go away. And they never did. I'm like, can you just like debrief dad? And I don't want to say we didn't talk because I didn't call him, but he also didn't call me. Like, we weren't not talking, but it was like a don't call me and I'm not calling you, because me and dad are so much alike. We're just like fucking boom, like butt heads right now. Like the other day he called me and I was like, okay, hi, I love you. Is it important what you want, or are you just calling me to talk because I'm in a really fucking bad mood right now and I'm gonna hang up the phone, or you and I are gonna fight? And he's like, okay, understood, hangs up on me. Like, glad we can say that to each other. It's like I feel like we're both so much the same that it's just
could he show his tits at an Oilers game and make money off
I mean, dad was wild back in the day, not too bad anymore, but yeah, he can shit on me for fucking whipping my tits out at the Oilers game, but he wasn't an angel either, so. And I mean, I think now after 35 years of raising me, they expect a little bit of something every once in a while. So mom, dad, two more, hey?
Bet your dad will never pick up a Playboy magazine again.
Probably not. No.
Nope.
Mom, dad, and I really liked Steve Irwin before he died.
Oi!
Yeah, like he was fucking out there for the animals. Like I'm fucking for anybody who's for animals. Like somebody who can hurt a helpless animal, I think, is like the biggest piece of shit in the world. Because I don't know, like I guess besides like crocodiles and snakes and shit, like they literally only have love to give us. But and then a fourth person who is my hero. Oh God, can it be you?
Am I your hero?
Yeah, you can be, because I can't pick anybody. So, by consolation. Yeah.
Wow, I don't know how to feel about that. Hey, you're my hero. It's a consolation.
I could like mail you a participation award. I think they do that. It was in 2024. Yeah.
I never got one of those as a kid. So, oh, shit. Yeah, you know what?
With the participation
award. Send me $100,000. You'll make it back.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck. What a
shit. Joke. Shit, no. That, what, hey, fuck, I can be your hero. I can be your hero, baby.
Enrique, yeah, I love that guy.
Fuck yeah. Oh shit, no, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I forgot. Say cheese. Sweet.
Sweet. Yeah, no, hey, you know what? Thanks for coming on the podcast, you know? Like,
yeah, well, thanks for dealing with my difficult ass, ignoring you for, like, days on end. I'd, like, answer your messages and go missing.
I don't care. You know, that's how the podcast works anyways. I reach out to so many people. They reach out. They don't reach out. And I'm used to it, right? It's just how the internet works. And, you know, it's not for a lot of people. And, you know, a lot of people, maybe you don't have time right now. You don't want, you know, if you've got so much on the go, which you do, you know, like, you can't commit to everything. Right. So it's, and I understood. Right. And, you know, I thought, fuck, she works in the oil patch. She's from Alberta. She, you know, well, she did this. Alberta. She's one of us.
Scotia originally. I moved to Beaver Lodge. I did grade 12 in Beaver Lodge. My dad always like worked out here and was away. And it just made sense for all of us to be here rather than being apart. And
fuck yeah. That's why I moved my family back from Ontario, right? Like, just before the pandemic, we didn't know the pandemic was happening. We moved back to Ontario. We didn't even know my wife was pregnant when we moved. We moved back to Ontario. Yeah. And they moved back and I'm like, well, I got to stay out here and work and I'll see you guys whenever I can get home for, you know, days off. Right. And so she left. It was May, end of May, beginning of June. And her and my oldest, they fucked off back to Ontario. And I think it was mid-July. Or no, it was end of June. Whatever it was. But it was like a couple weeks into July. I'm in a hotel in Hinton. And she sends me this fucking picture of a, you know, pregnancy test in the middle of the night. And I woke up and I'm like, holy fuck, really? And she's like, yeah.
Whose is it?
You fuck. Well, we were trying, but we were, you know, we decided to put that on the shelf until, you know, so we did that. And then, you know, I came home once every couple months, you know, it was hard. That was the beginning of, just before COVID, I guess it was the beginning of once every 6 months I'd come home. In 2 years, I spent 20 days at home and that was hard. That was really hard, especially my wife went almost the entire second pregnancy without me there. I'd come home. She'd be half done, right? I'd come home again. It's Christmas time. Come home again. Boom. Baby time. I missed everything, right? And so, but when I came home for the birth 2 days later, COVID pandemic, I was home for the next 4 months, right? I got to spend a couple months at home, but then I went back out on the road and I was gone all summer because he couldn't fly. Right, flying was hard, so you know we did all that, and fucking after 2 years of that, I'm like, fuck it, let's move back to Alberta because you know I need to be home more. I need my family close to me,
people who do that, like rotate in and out, and like don't like miss everything, birthdays, Christmases, funerals, fucking Christmas concerts. Like people don't realize the sacrifice that like fly in, fly out, or like rotate workers make. Like people are like, oh, it must be nice, or like you don't see what's going on behind the closed doors at the hotel room at night.
Absolutely.
Talk to your family. There's the time change, people have to calculate it. And like some of those guys work till fucking 9 o'clock at night. That's midnight on the East Coast. Like
you
don't get to when I was your kids
when I was on the VAC, or not in the VAC, when I was doing that. Right. I went back to Fox Creek and 2 hours ahead in Ontario. Right. My wife had a 2-year-old kid to take care of and a newborn baby. She was sleeping every chance she got. Right. In that 2 years, we didn't get to talk very much on the phone. And that hurt our relationship a lot. Right. Like there was hardly any talking. I'd started TikTok and she didn't understand. She's like, you're giving more attention to the internet than you are me. And I'm like, well, you know, like I don't get to talk to you, right? It's not like I'm doing that on purpose, right? And then, so I moved us back to Alberta, and she's like, right away, I thought it was gonna be a fight. She's like, Calgary. I'm like, Calgary, perfect. Let's do Calgary. So in Southeast Calgary, we lived in a gated community with a man-made lake, private lake. The Eberleys live there. Jordan Eberle lives there, and a bunch of all the Calgary Flames and shit. It was cool, but it was expensive, and the biggest part about it is that I was still 5 hours away from home when I was in Fox Creek, right? So, you know, I remember I got evacuated from Fox Creek during the wildfires, and it was like, well, fuck, I'm not home till midnight. And then I was in Edson last summer, got evacuated from there for the wildfires, fucking didn't get home till 2 a.m, right? And then, so last summer, we're like, let's move back to Edmonton. We're moving back to Edmonton, and that's, we both love Edmonton more than we do Calgary anyway. It's cheaper, you know, I'm closer to work. I'm home in 2 hours if I need to be. And, you know, that's where head office is anyway. So, like, you know, fuck it. Let's do it. So we've lived in Edmonton now for just over a year, back in Edmonton for over a year now. That's 7 years total in Edmonton and 2 in Calgary and a couple in Banff, you know. And, yeah, it was, man, being home, having my family a lot closer has been, you know, it's made this all that much more worth it, right? So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's, it's been a wild time. Hell yeah.
It's nice to have family. That's why I really my mom and dad are here. And I don't know. Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Well, Kate, thanks for coming on, eh? And
well, thanks for having me.
No. Thank you.
Oh, shut up. I'm just the same old person I was fucking post famous tits.
You haven't changed a bit, eh? Like,
not a bit. No. And like, why would I? It's like,
fuck it.
Everyone thought, like, oh, you're going to go to Hollywood. It's going to change you. You're going to quit your job. I'm like, no. No, I'm not. That.
Just a good old GP girl. Fuck them.
Be true to you.
Fuck yeah. I love hearing that, you know, because the internet changes people. Like, the pseudo-celebrity changes so many people. Like, this is easy come, easy go, right? And, you know, I've met a lot of people off the internet, and I've had to learn that this isn't a Disney movie. Right. The bad guy, bad people are going to find success. Right. Bad people are going to find success and be and do good. Right. And I've met a few of them. Right. And, you know, it changes a lot of people. Right. You get a little bit of that, but easy come, easy go. This can be gone in a flash. And then you better make amends to all the people you shit on your way up, because on the way back down, they waiting for you. Right.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, if you want to shit on me, then fucking go ahead. All it did was
That's a Playboy kink. You saved that for Playboy.
Yeah.
Being shit on? Being shit on? That could be a kink.
Yeah. That's gross.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Like, I don't know. Hey, people are fucked up.
Kate, you stay, you stay frosty.
Okay. I will.
And have an amazing evening.
Okay. Thank you. See ya.
Thank you. See ya. Bye.